children just want recognition. I wrote the fairy tale on a midnight drive, wanting to know if I'm more than alive. I torch the fields again and kill an oxen. Now I understand Mother Nature. Watch me running headfirst into the forms. It's like the lights are off, but somebody's home. I'm like that tourniquet round the sun. Turn those seven reds into neon. You see the difference when it's done. Come take a walk with me down Billionaire's Road. Trying to keep our balance over zero. We'll write a fairy tale for the rest of our lives. Throwing the trash away one more time. Holding on to love like a stone.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Anita B. The time is 6:34, and I have a special guest in the studio.
Hello, everybody.
This is Coral Ava.
Ava's back in the house.
This is my own offspring. Just keep talking. I just want to...
Yep.
Okay, can we hear you?
Yeah.
No, we can't.
No, we can't.
It's that okay. One. Okay, good.
All right, we're good now.
Okay,
Yeah, well, you just heard right there Mother Nature by MGMT, which is their new single off their upcoming album coming out in 2024, and it just came out yesterday.
I'm so stoked for you.
Yeah.
Coral, well, so the story here, first of all, I do my show every second week, every Wednesday, 6:30 to 8:00, and my daughter just so happens to be, I'm very proud of her,
yes,
a UBC first year student, and she just is like, hey, like we were crossing paths, and I'm like, yeah, come on down to the station. So here she is.
Yeah, I like just took the elevator down, like it was like,
yeah.
It was kind of funny.
And so she also happens to be, just by chance, she was the one that recommended that song by MGMT. That's a band out of New York City. Two guys who met in college, right? They lived on campus together.
Crazy.
And she's probably the biggest MGMT fan that I know of. And so thank you for that one.
Yeah.
Because and the irony is that, like, when you were a kid.
No, that's
right,
the best part.
My ex-husband, your dad, and I would have, like, little, like, dance parties when you guys were, like,
in the back trunk.
Little toddlers and whatever. And MGMT was one of our favorites. And you guys would, like, totally jump around, get up and get down. It was awesome.
No,
so
it was great. Like, rediscovering all that music when I was, like, a teenager was just, like, it was like, oh, this was all the music from the past. It just brought back so many memories. And they came out with more albums. And, you know, Little Dark Age came out. And that was their, like, kind of new wave type of album. And now they're coming out with another one. So it's like a new era.
So tell us about this. So this single just came out. Did you say yesterday?
Yeah, yesterday. I saw an Instagram post they posted. They changed their Instagram feed to fit kind of the album of this upcoming, like, album, like the theme. And so they erased all their old posts and started kind of compiling a bunch of new posts, and I was like, okay, what's going on, you know, like, what's happening, because this, they don't do that,
right.
So eventually they uploaded yesterday that it was like clues for their new album that's coming out. And it's called Loss of Life, which is an interesting song title.
Do you know anything that could be alluding to?
I don't exactly,
you know,
COVID, maybe like pandemic, but
Matthew Perry?
I don't know.
They're hanging out.
I don't
out
think they just wrote all these
doing
songs.
Doing coke
in, like,
with Matt Perry, you know, I don't know. Poor Matthew Perry, how sad.
Yeah.
Did you see his
last post? His last post.
Was it you that turned me onto it? Somebody told him.
No. I saw it. Okay, so I saw on TikTok, like, literally, I think 8 minutes after TMZ posted that he passed
away. Oh, it was
TMZ.
No, I saw it. That's where it was. I saw it on TMZ.
And I told him, I was like, Dad, Matthew Perry passed away. And he thought I was playing some sort of, like, prank on him, like a TikTok prank. He was like, oh, that's really funny. I'm like, no, like, actually, this just happened right now.
Yeah, I'm just trying to find his here it is. Where is his Matthew Perry? There it is. And my more friends are in the big terrible. What does this say? So his last post, it says right here, it says, oh, so warm water swirling around makes you feel good.
And the caption,
I'm Matt Man. And he's in probably the hot tub that he perished in.
Yeah.
His
which is ironic,
jacuzzi.
Because if he actually did drown, if he was, like, less rich, he would have had, like, a shallower hot tub and he probably wouldn't have drowned.
No, I don't know about that.
Well, like,
then okay, this is his
if you pass out, you, like, sit up.
His little bio, like, on his thing, it says, what is this, my Instagram account, my memoir, friends, comma, lovers, and the big terrible thing.
Jeez.
My memoir. Maybe it's his book, unless that's
I think
got to be his book.
He has to.
I don't know.
Memoir, right?
But anyways, it's so nice to have you here. Do we want to listen to one of your songs, Coral?
My song?
Or shall I play it after you leave? So Coral, my lovely daughter here, by the way, my name's Anita B, just so happens to be her own little recording artist. She plays guitar. She busks.
Yes.
She's very talented.
I do.
Writes her own songs. Shall we play your song now, or do you want me to play it when you're gone?
I don't know. It depends. What do you want? Because I'm okay with whatever.
Okay, how about we already have some songs up. So
But
I'll play you anyways.
She'll play it.
I've got you listed as four.
Yeah, sounds
good. Okay, and then you said you're going to leave anyways.
Keep the listeners wanting more.
Yeah. Let's see. What do I have next? I've got something here from Doja Cat. This is pretty crazy. I heard,
like, my mom is into Doja Cat, and I was, like, kind of shocked. Like,
no, well, I will say,
okay, you're not into artists. Like, I've noticed with you, there's a common thread.
Okay,
where you'll have an artist that you won't necessarily like, or you've hated their music in the past, and there's just one song that you like, like one song, and you're like, oh, this is good. Like, for example, Ariana Grande and her song The Weeknd.
I don't
Save Your Tears, the remix.
Oh,
yes, that one.
Okay, I do kind of like that song, but everything else is awful.
But see, that's the thing. She's like, everything else is awful, but the one song, and she's like, so it's always shocking to me what she'll come up with next. Like, no, it's funny. She'll be like when I saw her list of songs, I was like looking at it, I was like, I don't know. Doja Cat, mom, are you serious? Like,
okay, so anyways, the other day I was listening to satellite radio, which is what I do.
Yeah.
And Doja Cat, who is, by the way, if you don't know, an LA-based rapper who's young. She was born like 1995, so she's only 10 years older than you. But I guess you're...
No, that's crazy.
I guess 28's not that young. It's just that I'm that old. That's the problem. I'm super old. But anyways, she covers, right now, we're going to hear it, Celebrity Skin from the 1998 album put out by Hole, which is like one of my favorite albums. And this is my go-to karaoke song. Do you know
really?
That? This is my
karaoke
song.
I thought yours was Island in the Sun.
I've got two.
Really?
I've got Weezer's Island in the Sun and Celebrity Skin by Hole.
Which is interesting.
And so this is a good cover. I really like it. So we're going to right now be listening to the cover again by Doja Cat of Hole's Celebrity Skin right here on CITR
101.9 FM
Vancouver.
Oh, make me over. I'm all I want to be. A walking fire. You can get rid of me. Hey, so glad you can make it. Yeah, now you really made it. Hey, so glad you can make it now. Oh, look at my face.
Chase away my heart and heartache. Run me over, throw me over, cast me out. Find a river running to the west wind. Just above the shoreline you will see a cloud. Tie me to a tiny wooden raft. To the undertow, push me off into the void at last. Watch me drift and watch me struggle. Let me go. Cause I really wanna know, will anybody ever love me? For good reasons, without grief. Not for sport. Will anybody ever love me?
Love me.
And every season, pledge allegiance.
words. Pledge allegiance to my burning heart.
So I
All right, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. I'm here with my own daughter, Coral, Ava.
Hello.
And that song you can find on Spotify. She has recorded that one all by herself.
Yeah.
And yeah, so there you go. Do you want to add anything to that?
Yeah, so that song I recorded more than a year ago, which is shocking because it does not feel like more than a year ago. Mm-hmm. But as you can hear, that was just an acoustic. Recorded it in my bedroom. You know, not the best situation, but I did the best with what I could at the time.
No, it's really good. It's very good, Coral. Now, before that, we heard, let's take a look here. Before Coral Ava, we heard Sufjan Stevens, who you'd never heard of. No. Sufjan is super chill, very like lo-fi, kind of folky. Mm-hmm. He's from Detroit, born in Detroit. He used to live in a car with his parent, like
in
with
Detroit?
His mom. Yeah, apparently.
Oh, wow.
If I remember correctly, I read up on him. And he, I think his, well, he was very much, especially in the earlier years, based in Christianity. Like, not like.
In the car?
I don't know about, like, no, but his music.
Okay.
And so he's now no longer really, you don't really hear that theme anymore. I'm not really into that myself, so maybe that's why I like him now. I don't know. It was funny. Like,
so he strewed away from Christianity after he left the car.
No, I don't know about that. Okay. But I'm saying this is, by the way, his 10th album. We heard that song, which is called Will Anyone Ever Love Me? It's the album is Javelin. And again, his 10th release. So in his
10th
earlier
album.
Yes, 10th release, jeez. 10th album. So in his earlier releases, yeah, you would hear more of like religious themes. Mm, now, like less. So that's, in my opinion, good. And then Doja Cat in there with Celebrity Skin, which is a cover of Hole's song. That's my karaoke go-to.
Yeah.
This Doja Cat single was released in 2022. Now, you're going to be out of here, you said, like, right after this. So, anything you want to add, Coral?
Well, I would just like to say that, what a shocker, everyone. My mom's listening to Doja Cat. I mean, I know I mentioned it before, but
I listened to that one song.
The one song. I know we discussed it, but still. It's so interesting to me. You know, maybe I should show you some more, like, little, like, songs from artists and
little
you,
songs
like,
from artists.
I don't know.
It's not like I don't have
sense.
My own interest in music, Coral.
I know, but like just popular artists. I should show you a couple songs and see what you like the best.
Oh, like
your just as an experiment.
Lana Del Rey.
Yeah. Well, you do like that one song by her.
No. I don't dislike Lana Del Rey. You just happen to be absolutely obsessed with Lana Del Rey.
I know.
And I don't want to like be a fat shamer. This is awful. But I was like, I Googled some pictures of her. She gained some weight like about a year ago.
Yeah, she did. It was like COVID time.
Oh, yeah, exactly. We all
I
had
think
her.
She's like losing weight now.
Oh, though. I don't really care. Actually, that was very rude of me to bring that up. It doesn't matter. But I was a little surprised. I will add that. Yeah, she's a beautiful girl. She's beautiful whether she's heavy or not.
Yeah, it goes for everybody.
It goes for everybody. Some people are not very good looking heavy people, nor are some people good looking skinny people.
That is actually kind of true.
Some people wear their weight very well. Like, who does? There's some actors that I think look really good, heavier than thin.
This is a fun conversation.
It's a body shaming conversation anyways. Okay, it's 6:55. Any last words? Coral Ava, my child.
Coral Ava, everybody. In the house.
Tell everybody.
In the house at CITR.
What's your major here at UBC?
My major. Well, I haven't officially like declared it because I'm in first year, but I am heading towards geography.
Shut up.
You know this already.
No, but you told me environmental studies.
No. Okay. It's geography, but the subsection is environment and sustainability. So it's like, it's in the realm of geography, but not like humanities.
Right. Okay.
But it's like, for example, at UVic, the same course is translated as environmental studies.
Okay.
That's the name there. But here it's
at Waterloo. They also had a program called environmental studies.
So they don't actually have like an environmental studies here.
Okay.
So it's actually the name for that is geography.
It's
in the Department of Geography.
Okay, cool.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. So that's what that is.
Yeah. Are you still thinking about minoring in writing?
I would like to. I really would like to. But, okay. You know, we'll see how it goes, especially with courses and classes. But it's not like I'll never stop writing, you know?
Yeah, yeah, good for you.
But I've also been, you know, enjoying other classes like French. That's been surprisingly fun. I have a really great prof for that, so.
Oh, good.
Yeah. No, all right. It's been pretty good. Pretty fun. And
well, Coral Ava, it's been a slice.
I've been enjoying my time here at UBC.
It's nice to have you join me for almost half an hour. That's great.
Yeah, that was great. I really appreciate
it.
Okay,
cool.
Thanks
so
for having me.
You're very welcome. So as you start to exit, let's see, what do we have coming up next? Oh, we've got some John Frusciante. Do you know who that is?
Absolutely not.
Okay, John Frusciante just so happens to be the guitar player for the Chili Peppers.
Oh, that's embarrassing.
Now that... No.
That I didn't know that.
Oh, that you didn't know that. I thought it's embarrassing. I'm like, he's a very good guitar player. Anyways, and so for a little while, he was not the original guitar player. It was Hillel Slovak. And then John Frusciante comes in. And then for a little while, he was not in the band while you had, what's his face? I forget his name. That sort of, anyways, guy play. And he's back in the band. He's been back. He's been a very long-term member of the Chili Peppers. But in 2005, he recorded this song, which is, let's see, what is it called? It's beautiful. It's called The Past Recedes off his album Curtains. So it was released in 2005. And apparently he had, lived in his house, stayed in his house for, a year. And he has serious addictions with... serious addictions? Yeah, he's addicted to being addicted. No, he has had...
currently.
Yeah, I mean, heroin. That's his drug of choice.
Right now, too?
He was on tour. I saw the Chili Peppers just in, March with Jared?
Did he look like...
No, he's fine. Okay. He's fine. He has it under control.
So he's gotten better.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
So, but they say...
18 years is a long
once
time.
An addict, that's what... You are an addict.
That is true.
Whether or not you're using. I mean, that's just part of the illness.
Yeah.
But anyways, this song is gorgeous, and I'm just going to leave it there as you say ciao.
Yeah.
And let's see if I've got it set up. Oh, where'd it go? I did have it. Okay, hold on. John Frusciante. Oh, The Past Recedes. I got it right here. Okay, cool. Okay, thanks, Coral. It's been a slice.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Yeah. I will see you soon.
Enjoy the rest of Sam Squanch's Hideaway.
Okay, cool. And this here is John Frusciante, as I mentioned, with The Past Recedes from his 2005 album here on
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Effort to be free. Oh, You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Nisiam, Nisiaya, Thikum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiam, Nisiaya, Anthas Yakuya, Talit, Tim, Homasqueam, Mustail.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. That right there is Speedy Ortiz from their 2008 record. We heard Lucky 88. The name of that record, too, in case you're curious, is called Twerp Verse. And those guys are out of Northampton, Massachusetts. The lead singer is Sadie Dupuis. And originally the band was a solo project for her. And they are a four-piece. I've seen them. Yes, I did. They opened for, if I'm not mistaken, they toured with, I was going to say Helium, but no, that would be Mary Timoney's new band. Oh my God, I play them all the time. They're like one of my favorite bands. Oh my God, it's going to come to me. But whatever, I do that a lot. It's almost like when that light comes on when you're on air, my brain sometimes just kind of freezes. All right, it'll come to me. But anyways, that, again, was Speedy Ortiz. Before that, we heard something from Cherry Glazer. Cherry Glazer is a band from L.A. They were formed in 2013. And that song we just heard, which is called Soft Like a Flower, is on their brand spanking new album called I Don't Want You Anymore on Secretly Canadian Records. There you go. Cherry Glazer. I've played them in the past. And then Black Honey was in there before that with the title track of their album Lemonade. And that is also new. Look at me. Good for me. I think it's new. I think, yeah, it is. It is. Brand new. I wrote a note to myself. Brand new. That would be Black Honey. I like the name of that band. I just so happened to be in a band called Clover Honey back in the day. And we actually had a song called Dirty Honey. So I like that name, Black Honey. Those guys, in case you weren't sure, are out of Brighton, England. They are also a four-piece formed in 2014. And the lead singer is Izzy Phillips. There you go. That is Black Honey. All right. We're going to move into hearing something from The National from 2013. This is a great song. It's Don't Swallow the Cap from the album Trouble Will Find Me. What was I going to say about The National? It's one of these bands that has taken a really long time to grow on me. Back in the day, like when they first were, you know, prominent, I was kind of like, I don't get them. It's like a huge, I don't know, overrating thing. That's what I thought. But I don't know. As time goes on, maybe it's because I'm getting older or I am old. I'm kind of lately into like just sort of mellow stuff. And The National sort of fits that vibe, right? Now, I was going to tell... Oh, yeah, weather. I was going to do some weather. Let's find out what's going on here, all right? The time, by the way, is 7:16. And my name is Anita B. This show is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. by the way, I know you all care, but I just got my skis. Got new skis. Hell yeah. Got new skis for a crazy low price, 2023 model. I got new bindings and I actually got new ski boots. Yeah, 2023 also. But see, here's the deal. It's like kind of like used cars, I guess, or cars. We're now, even though we're not into 2024 yet, that model of all the ski stuff is already out, right? Like that's what they're promoting. And so all the, at least my Vocal skis, my Rossignol boots, etc. All that stuff, I guess, now is considered like last year's model. So anyways, I just got my skis mounted. Yes, got my new boots. I'm stoked. It's already November 1st. Hey, it's 111, guys. Make a wish. And I'm ready to get out there. I'm very stoked. Yeah. So let's, speaking of weather, let's see how it's looking. All right. Let's go to Environment Canada. Okay. Currently here in the city of Vancouver, it is 9 degrees. And there you go. 9 degrees. So today's Wednesday. That means tomorrow, Thursday and Friday, highs of 13 with rain. And tomorrow it says rain at times heavy. Okay, that's Thursday, Friday. Then we go into the weekend, Saturday, Sunday. Oh, then it goes rain. Then we go Monday, Tuesday, rain. Why didn't I just start this forecast with going Thursday through Tuesday, rain? Highs anywhere from 11 to 13. That's what we got. There you go. What about the lows? Huh, nighttime. Oh, okay. It looks like we're getting out of that cold snap because up until like, I don't know, like yesterday, the day before, it was frozen at night. Like it was like we were going down to zero. Yeah. Okay. That is the weather forecast for you here on CITR. And on CITR right now, we're going to hear some, as I mentioned, The National. Okay. Let's make sure I got this all set up. Yep. I do. We are good. This is Don't Swallow Cap on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Strange about this, tiny bubbles hang above me. it's a sign that someone loves me. I can hardly stand upright, in my head upon the light. I have faith but don't believe it. It's not there enough to leave it. Everything I love is on the table. Everything I love is out to see. I have only two emotions, careful fear and dead devotion. I can't get the balance right. Throw my marbles in the fight. I see all the ones I went for, all the things I had it in for. I won't cry until I hear, 'cause I was not supposed to be here. Everything I love is on the table. Everything I love is out to see. I'm not alone, I'll never be. Into the bone I'm evergreen. I'm tired of freezing, I'm done. When it gets so late I forget everyone. I need somewhere to stay. Don't think anybody I know is away. Calm down, it's alright. Keep my arms the rest of the night. When they ask, what do I see? I say, bright, white, beautiful, heaven hanging over me. I'm not alone. I'll never be. Into the bone. I'm evergreen. And if you want to see me cry, play Let It Be. Oh, never mind. Is it time to leave? Is it time to think about what I want to say to the girls at the door? I need somewhere to be, but I can't get around the river in front of me. Calm down, it's alright. Leave my arms the rest of the night. When they ask, what do I see? I say a bright, white, beautiful heaven hanging over me.
The girl that takes around town, she appears. Gonna know you now, but I'm gonna love you anyhow. Here today, expecting to stay on and on and on. I'm tired. Gonna know you now, but I'm gonna love you anyhow. I'm never gonna know you now, but I'm gonna love you anyhow. I'm never gonna know you now, but I'm gonna love you anyhow. We'll be right back.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. That right there is Ravenettes. They're Scandinavian. I think Sweden. That's the band. Sorry, the country. From 2009, off the record, In and Out of Control. Bang. All right. Before that, we heard something from 1998. And Elliot Smith from his record XO Waltz number 2. Elliot Smith has since met his demise by his own hand. Sad. Very sad. All right. Before that, The National. Don't Swallow the Cap. And you can find that on the 2013 album Trouble Will Find Me. It is 7:32. We have 28 more minutes of trouble here on my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. I'm Anita B. And let's head into Death Valley Girls. Territory. I really like these guys. The drummer was the drummer from Hole, whose book I read, Patty Schemmel. So good. It's like absolutely fabulous. It deals with her addictions. I think she said she'd been in rehab something like 8 or 9 times, if I remember correctly, in the book. So it's called Hit So Hard, and you really, it's a must read. It's so good. So Patty Schemmel is now a past member. Her brother actually is in the band. How funny is that? I believe he's a guitar player. And like I said, these guys are out of LA, and we are gonna listen to, what do we have here right now from Death Valley Girls? Oh yeah, Pink Radiation. So most of their songs are pretty heavy, like a little bit sort of punk rock. This one is very, very flowy, very beautiful. You can find this song on their album, Glow in the Dark. Let's make sure I've got this all set up. This is Death Valley Girls, Pink Radiation. Yes, I think I got it here. I think so. Maybe I don't. Here it is. Yeah, I got it. Okay, cool. Here we go. It's... now entered into my library. Okay, cool. Yeah, the station, of course, CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver and Death Valley Girls.
Thank you.
All right, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. That right there is good old Bruce Springsteen from his magical album, Magic, from 07. Such a great record. A friend of mine out of St. Louis, Michael, wow, it's been a few years, turned me on to that record. And wherever you are, I hope you're doing well. It's amazing. Good people are those that introduce you to new music, right? Music is everything. All right, before Bruce, we heard Best Coast. That song was In My Eyes from the record California Nights. Let's make sure I put that in correctly. Yes, I did. That was released in 2015. And then before that, we heard something from the LA band Death Valley Girls. From the album Glow in the Dark, we heard Pink Radiation. It is 7:48. This is my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. I just so happen to be Anita B, and we are here until 8. My show is every second Wednesday, 6:30 to 8. That was correct. It's now November 1st. I can't believe it. Crazy, which means ski season. I like to talk about that because it keeps me happy. I was actually watching the news. Not actually, that's not actually a thing because I watch news all the time. I'm a news junkie. But I was actually watching a little news piece on SAD, which is what I have, seasonal affective disorder. And it really, what they reported was me to a T. They were saying that, the changing of the season, the shortened day number of daylight hours, especially in places like Vancouver where it rains and it's dark and it's just miserable for so long. Obviously makes you feel sad, but they were talking about activities too. They were saying, you know, it really takes a lot of effort during these times to get people moving, people who suffer from SAD. And they were saying, it's like highly recommended, find something. And I'm like, fuck yeah. Oh, excuse my language. That is exactly why I got into skiing, because of SAD. Because like I'm going into my fourth year of skiing. And up until then, I would just dread the winters. I was like, oh no. Like once November would hit, like as in today, it was like, no, I can't do this. And so I'm telling you, I now actually look forward to winter. I'm not making this up. It's such a change. So if you're in my kind of boat, you may want to check out something that has to do with snow and the reflection off the snow, the albedo, because it really does, it really lifts your spirits. And ooh, right now I'm going to Google daylight savings 2023. I need to figure out when do we get that extra hour. I'm going to say next weekend, but let's confirm this. Aha. It is. It's November 5th, which must be Saturday night, I'm guessing. we fall back because it's fall. That's right. So we get that extra hour. Sweet. I could use it. Yeah. So that's going to be happening in, what did it say, Wednesday already? Good grief. So what, like 1, 2, 3 more days. 3 more days. Crazy. All right, we have 9 minutes. I'm going to leave us with a really long song, a really great long song. This is from the band Car Seat Headrest. We're going to hear, where is it? Yeah, Drunk Drivers, Killer Whales. And this can be found on the album. Oh, I should know this. Hold on, I have it here. What is it called? Yeah, it's called Teens of Denial. That was released back in 2016. All right. And that's it, folks. This is our last song, and it's been a slice. I hope you enjoyed listening to my daughter. Coral was with us for the first half an hour or so. And yeah, as I mentioned, I will be back in 2 more weeks. Ooh, maybe I'll be skiing by then. I could be. Last season, Cyprus, where I work also part-time, opened November 12th. That was our first day of last season. Mind you, they only had a few runs open, but I didn't care. I was out there. All right, let's head on over to Car Seat Headrest Land and enjoy this. And have a good night, guys. Signing off. This is Anita B here at CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Boom.
To start, I left my keys somewhere in the mess. It comes and goes in plateaus. 1 month later, I'm a fucking pro. My parents would be proud. Not a race at all, we're just trying. I'm only trying to get home. Drunk drivers, this is not a good thing. I don't mean to rationalize or try and explain it away. It's not okay, drunk drivers. It's too late to articulate it. An empty feeling. You share the same fate as the people you raised. You built yourself up against others' feelings and are so easily stripped away. But if we learn how to live like this, maybe we can learn how to start again. Like a child who's never done wrong, who hasn't taken that first step. We are not a proud race. It's not a race at all. We're just trying, I'm only trying to get home. Drunk drivers, put it out of your mind. Perish the thought, there's no comfort in responsibility. Drunk drivers, it doesn't have to be like this. It doesn't have to be like this. It doesn't have to be like this. Kill the whales. Kill the whales. It doesn't have to be like this. It doesn't have to be like this. It doesn't have to be like this. Kill the whales. Kill the whales. Use that voice in your thank you.
listen to him. It's not too late. Turn off the engine, get out of the car and start to walk. Drunk drivers, drunk drivers, drunk drivers, drunk drivers. It doesn't have to be like this. It doesn't have to be like this. It doesn't have to be like this. Kill the whales, kill the whales. It doesn't have to be like this. It doesn't have to be like this. It doesn't have to be like this. Kill the whales, kill the whales.
Is in my